Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Johnny Money in Cleveland. Streets is talking. Let's go. Johnny Money in Cleveland, Teddy Bridgewater went 32nd to the Vikings. All the streets is talking. Josh Gordon, second drug test failed. Soon as you get good news, oh my goodness, you get bad. Man, you in the streets. You in the streets. It's Friday, May 9th, aftermath of the first round. Who did your team pick? Did you like your picks? And the day starts the second round. We're going to discuss it in the streets, no doubt. Let's go. Man, we have some technical difficulties in the streets, but we're going to get you the theme music before we get started. We gonna give it to you, baby. The streets always talking.
Hell, Boogie, man, I tell you, these technical difficulties is driving me crazy, man. Sometimes Blog Talk want to work, sometimes it don't. So it's tripping on us. But what's up with a pimp this afternoon, man? I know the sun's still shining over where I'm at. You know what I mean? It's a nice little breeze coming through in the man cave, and we got it going on in the studio. L Boogie, the first round was over last night. I know that your team ain't the Cleveland Browns. I know your team is the Green Bay Packers, but I want to say this. Big ups to you both, Green Bay and Cleveland. Looks like you got who you wanted right into your lap. So I'm just wondering, how does the draft always seem to just work out for most of us? Not all of us, but most of us. And damn you, Jerry, why you didn't get Johnny Money? I don't understand it, L Boogie. I just don't understand. But anyway, what's the grade on the draft, man? I know we just had round one, and round two is jumping off right now, but we'll definitely talk about round one this evening, and we'll get to the rest of those. You know, the rest of those people who've been drafted from the second round to the seventh round on Monday. That's when everything going to be completed. But let me ask you this. What were your thoughts about the number one draft pick in your boy Jadeveon Clowney? Were you surprised or were you just like, well, it's about time?
Was I surprised? A little bit. Reason I was surprised, because you know how the draft is. Everybody falls in love with the sexy pick, the quarterback. So it was the point there where I thought they were going to, you know, go quarterback, but they did the best thing. They are not clowning around with Jadeveon Clowney. They did the best thing. And guess what? He has a lot to prove. A lot of these guys have chips on their shoulder, even though they were picked in the first round or picked number one, because it's speculation. It's always talks on good and bad with these drafts. It's always pros and there's always cons. It's always pros and cons. So, you know, it's a lot that went on. Teams got best players available or they got team needs. And even though Johnny Money jumped into the Browns' lap, he fell into their lap, because when they traded down to get with Buffalo and Buffalo got Sammy Watkins, it really threw me off. And they got a kid called Justin Gilbert. You know, I made some phone calls, and true Clevelanders, you know, I talked to one in particular. I'll wait till he calls the show. But one in particular, you know, sounded like a Clevelander. Well, we needed another DB over there, you know, to help Joe Hayden. you know, and we need this and we, you know, we needed that. Really? After what just happened with Josh Gordon, you know, you get the best player available. Mike Evans, Sammy Watkins, I wouldn't have traded with Buffalo when Sammy Watkins and Mike Evans is still there on the board, and you know the issues that you have with Josh Gordon. You was just supposed to do that for insurance. Just when you thought the Cleveland Browns was taking a step forward, they done took three back. That sounds like Cleveland. I don't understand it, Ro. Now I'm going to ask you, do you think that was a good pick, Justin Gilbert, trading down with Buffalo at the number nine, at the, the number eight pick? Defensive back, cornerback, playing the other side of Joe Hayden. They say he's going to play right away. Do you like that pick with the Browns?
L. Boogie, I'm going to give the Browns credit on that one because they addressed the need. We've been blessed to have a lot of these picks lately to just be known before the draft even happens. And for Cleveland to not, you know, give up who they thought they were going to, you know, get to the world is, you know, it's shocking to the fans. But when you actually go out and get a player that's part of your need, it's going to help you in the long run. So right now as a fan, you look at it as, man, why did you do that? But believe me, by having that guy, Justin Gilbert, on the other side of Joe Hayden, it's going to definitely help Cleveland's defense. Now, he might not be the best tackler, but he can definitely react to the ball and make plays on that ball. So give him some time. You know, these guys are young guys. When they perfect their craft and start working at it every day, you know, they're going to get better at it. And so I believe that that was the best pick for them right at that moment. And, you know, they still got who they wanted later on down the line. So it just fell into their lap the way that they wanted it without having to struggle. So big ups to Cleveland for doing what they did. Didn't have to wait. Didn't have to do a lot to get it.
Yeah, you're right. Another surprise pick, and I know people are going to, you know, harass me for this, and I'm a Florida Seminole fan all day long. But the Carolina Panthers, with their first-round pick, they picked Kelvin Benjamin. Now, I remember I was listening to the sports officials Sunday, and on their mock draft, they did have Kelvin going to the Panthers. But I want to say this. I would have got Marquise Lee, better receiver than my own guy from Florida State, Kelvin Benjamin. History, I hope that he knocks history because there's not a lot of successful receivers that are 240. He was a one-year wonder. Let's hope that he takes it over to Carolina and helps out Superman, Mr. Cam Newton. What do you think about that pick, Ro? Do you think that was a good pick for the Panthers?
Yeah, I believe that was a great one, L. Boogie. You know, right when you get a rid of a legend like Steve Smith, you're able to go out and get a guy who's just as big, has, you know, probably some good hands. You know, that's you know, to be seen. But, you know, from what he produced in college and how he was able to make plays happen for his team down there in Florida State, believe me, that was a good pickup for Carolina. Now, you know, Cam Newton has a guy to throw the ball to. It wasn't like he wasn't going to have somebody to throw the ball to. He always has options with a tight end and a running back out the backfield. So, you know, it's a good thing for Kelvin Benjamin that he fell or slid to a team that really, really needed him more than he needed them. So, big up to Kelvin Benjamin. Hopefully, he can keep his nose clean, being in Carolina so close to home in Florida State, and, you know, be able to go down there and make a mark for itself at the wide receiver position now that Steve Smith is gone.
Speaking of wide receivers, Mike Evans going over to Tampa Bay, teaming up with your boy, Vincent Jackson. That's going to be a nice tandem. And they have a nice running game. So I think that's going to be real nice for them. You know, to pan out the first round, the Vikings, they traded. You know what I mean? With the Seattle Seahawks, they do a lot of trading with each other, I noticed, especially with the Percy Harvin deal. And they traded their pick to the Vikings for Teddy Bridgewater. You think that's going to be a good fit up in Minnesota? And do you think he's going to play right away?
To play right away, I don't believe so. But here's what I would say, L Boogie. For Minnesota to go out, make a trade, and get that young fella in Teddy Bridgewater lets me know something. It lets me know this. Not only did Teddy Bridgewater get picked up in the first round, but it lets me know that there is an organization out there that believes in what they saw this guy do on the field prior to his pro day. Because you and I know, and the world knows, that this dude pro day was in the gutter, man. And when his pro day went down the drain, it almost set a tone that, man, these other quarterbacks might not be as good as we are thinking. And without him wearing the gloves, it kind of put a damper on things. It all took John Gruden to put him on the, you know, the quarterback camp to let the world know that, hey, when he put these gloves on, he for real. And so big ups to Minnesota for giving that guy a second chance at doing what that we know that he can do, L Boogie. Because Teddy Bridgewater's not a bad quarterback. He just had a bad pro day and got caught up in the shuffle with thinking that, you know, he almost did the Geno. I ain't going to say he completely did it, but he almost fell in that Geno category where, you know, I'm this and I'm that. I'm cocky. I'm going to let the people speak. Nah, man, it's the league. And, you know, sometimes by dropping the way that he dropped like Johnny, puts a chip on the shoulder. So that might be good. He's not going to start right off the bat, L Boogie, but I tell you this. We both know that Christian Ponder ain't going to last too long. So when Teddy gets his chance, he'll be ready. He'll definitely be ready, and he's going to make sure that he's going to take full advantage of the opportunity that's given, because who don't want to shine when you got that dude named all day right behind you, homie?
Yeah, you got a lot. And I don't know if we just got a pipeline to connect with Alabama. But, we got my man, Clint Dix, man, the safety, you know what I mean, from Alabama. He slid down to us to Green Bay, and everybody was saying he was a top 10 pick. You know, it's a lot of teams that are trying to get a cornerback, DB, wide receiver, because we know it's been turned into a passing league. I recall maybe about seven years ago, with a lot of running backs picked. Now, you just got flusters and custers of tight ends and wide receivers being picked. A big passing league now. So you got to be able to cover, and you got to be able to tackle. So it's going to be very interesting to see this year how these rookies pan out. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they selected Ryan Shazier from Ohio State. Maybe he's going to be the heir apparent to, you know, Lamar Woodley over there. It just, some of these good teams, they just drop into people's laps. They just come out of thin air. So, is it any surprises or any guys that you thought should have got picked up early and slid late, or should have been late and went up high in the draft? Any comments about that, Ro?
Yeah, you know I got some comments about it, L Boogie. My thing is this. I don't know if it was just me last night when I was watching the draft, homeboy, but I tell you this. It was very emotional for me to watch Johnny Manziel to fall. And I'm not talking emotional as like getting teary-eyed and all that, but when you see a guy that's projected and you see the guy who what he has done over the last two seasons and a Heisman Trophy winner, not to, you know, forget about. But when you see a guy like this keep dropping and he drops to your team, and your team don't get the most exciting thing in the draft, it's hard. It's heartbreaking. And it just leads you to think that what the hell are you doing up there in the office? You had 3 months to see this guy fall to you, and you don't take him? I couldn't believe it. And then I'm like, you know what? I would take that. I know it just wasn't me. Eyes glued to the draft, wanting to see where that guy was going to go. It was 9.9 million viewers checking out the draft last night just to see where Johnny was going to go. I broke a record from last year. I'm just saying, El Boogie, it just wasn't me. I got caught up watching a 22-year-old kid trying to see where he was going to get drafted. And he fell to Cleveland. Damn, Johnny, I hope you got your wheels ready, baby. You can do something in Cleveland, but you're going to have to do it without JG, or excuse me, JG, for about the first 4 or 5 games. How you going to let the city of Cleveland down, Josh? You just got the biggest hot story. Oh, my God, I can't believe you. See, that happens in Cleveland a lot, doesn't it, El Boogie? You ain't got to tell me.
You don't want me to tell you? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. You heard it, Kevin Mack. You heard of Kevin Mackey. See, Cleveland, and that's why we call the show The Streets, man. Because in Cleveland, guys can get caught up in the streets. Kevin Mack caught on 55th and Scoville. If you're not understanding what the word Scoville, just listen to that word, bro. Scoville. Marinate on that. Scoville. He got caught on Scoville. Projects down the way. DTW. Oh, yeah. You know, Josh probably just got a hold of some great, great, you know what I mean? And he just, you know, the life is so exciting. You know what I mean? So he just got caught up, and I told you, it sucks you dry. And I recall Big Brother Almighty saying, Johnny don't need to come to Cleveland. Well, he's there. I know you're going to change up your story now, Big Brother Almighty. I know you're going to love that. And I know you can't wait to call in and let me know. I recall also you said you guys are going to go to the playoffs. That's what you said last year. And you ended up with the number 4 pick. Hope you don't be in a discussion next year. That means you're a playoff team. Straight. Man, we about to go to a commercial. When we come back, playoffs? You talking playoffs? Yeah, we talking NBA playoffs, too. Then we going to get to this asylum because I know it's hot. I know the Johnny Manziel jersey is so hot in Cleveland. Man, everybody was tweeting me, calling me last night, throwing me kite. Oh, man, it's frenzy. And it's a football town, so question for the streets. Would Johnny Manziel popularity be higher than LeBron James in Cleveland, Ohio? At Cleveland Municipal Stadium. It's the streets, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. My super producer, T-Roll Jewels the G. I'm your host, L Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
Addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph. Fuck, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. We're restaurant select, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who wasn't trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
Still, even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They had the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about five floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got five more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for. And at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Money, I could rule the world.
Go.
If I rule the world, yeah, if I rule the world.
If you got me thinking, man,
if I rule the world.
Well, that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember no heat.
You back in the streets with your boy L Boogie. Poor wholesale mate. You know what I mean? T-Row, super producer. Man, you in the asylum. And we always coming to you. You know what I mean? 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Shout out to Ustream, Global Network One, AJ. You know what I'm saying? Fast Eddie. The sports officials, we appreciate you guys, man. You know what I mean? And Ro, we always, you know, sponsored by the street. And, you know, we dedicate that to all the guys, you know, being drafted, man, because I know after you drafted, you feel like you rule the world. So, man, that's a big thing to everybody getting drafted tonight, to them and their parents. You know what I mean? So, big up. Bro, I posed a street question to you. Would Johnny Money's popularity be more intensified and on a higher scale than LeBron James' persona was in Cleveland, Ohio?
Why do you go hit me off with that one? Well, Boogie, I'm going to say this, L Boogie. I'm going to say this. And I'm going to be careful with how I'm going to say this. But I'm going to say this. It's going to be so much hypeness or just so much hype on wanting to see Johnny Manziel, not in the regular season, because we don't know if he's going to actually win that position as a starter just yet. But it's going to be so much anticipation to see this guy get that playing time in the preseason, week one and week two, because we both know that's when the backups get the most playing time. So that's when we're going to be able to get to see our guy, Johnny Money. So I'm going to say this. As far as anticipation goes to see what he's going to look like in Cleveland, maybe. But there's no way in hell that he can outdo Ohio's own, even from LeBron living and growing up in Akron. There was so everybody knew who LeBron was by the time he was a freshman in high school. So there was no doubt that the state wanted to see their son, Mr. LBJ Duquesne, do what he did fresh out of, you know, St. Mary's at 18, 19 years old. To put on that, you know, not just to get drafted, but just to put on that jersey and come out and just, you know, first game put up 27-8, you know. So, I mean, you can't get no much, you can't get no hyper than that for your son from the state. But let me tell you this, you done adopted a new hype man named Johnny Money. And boy, when they say 15,000 new seats have been sold, just because Johnny got drafted. Oh, my goodness. What is the dog pound about to look like now? Woo-wee! Let's go, dog pound. I like the colors. I just can't like the team. But I like Johnny because he's Texas. You know how we get down there, Boogie. What you think? What's your thoughts about that? He going to get more hype than the King? He can't get more hype than the King, L Boogie.
And I posed this question to you because you're not from Cleveland, and I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and that town and that state is a football town. If Johnny Manziel comes in there and wins and take those guys to the playoffs consistently, his persona and his height will be way, way more, should I say, levels than LeBron James. Because it's a football town. Listen to this. Let me tell you a story. The general manager of the Cleveland Browns was just having dinner. When he walked out of the restaurant, a homeless bum sleeping on the sewer, the steam sewer downtown, he looked up and guess what he told Mr. Palmer?
What'd he tell him?
He said, "You better pick Johnny Manziel." We talking about a homeless bum. Are you kidding me? You talk about football. The state of Ohio is a football town, football state. Cleveland, Ohio has produced several Heisman Trophy winners.
Right.
Desmond Howard, Troy Smith. Several. We're not going to say how many, you know, pros that they produce, just like Texas. You know, you guys, you know, the biggest state in the country. So, but yes, Johnny Money persona will be higher than LeBron James's. To me, I'm from there. They had when Art Modell took the Cleveland Browns away, the town was in shambles. You know how the new mayor kept his job? The new mayor kept his job by making sure that the Browns got another, that the city got another football team. If the Cavs left Cleveland tomorrow, wouldn't nobody care? Wouldn't nobody care in that town? But you take
Come
away
on,
the
man.
Football? Hello? We talking football. Man, please. So I'm going narrow with the street question tonight. I think Johnny Money's persona, if he's consistent in winning and taking that team to the playoffs, will be higher than LeBron James.
I don't know how you can think that, man. I just don't understand how you can think that, man. You know the streets is talking, man. But I just got to ask you this, L Boogie. We talking about the state's number one son versus an adopted son coming from the state of Texas. Yeah, he got big hype coming through on the backside. Yeah, he ain't worried about the money because his nickname is already Money. He ain't going to even get the start position. But you think when it's all said and done, Johnny Money going to be the son that take you to the next level and get them boys to the playoffs? Is that what you're telling me?
You know how they got the mountain. His face will be chiseled on that mountain next to Jim Brown and LeBron James. It's the streets, baby. And when we come back, we're going to once again talk about these playoffs. Man, both teams, higher seeds are up 2-0. Yeah, I got something to say about them Crooklyn Nets. They ain't Brooklyn, they Crooklyn. They crooks right now. They stealing. Man. So when we come back, we're going to holler about that. And world, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Now you in the streets with Boogie and Ro. Let's go. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that, when I was back home, I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome, or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows, but will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holler at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script, slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga, minus the rumors. Holler if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know that for long, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I'm faster than y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, hate this. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Taro. Assault like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that are follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Woo! You back in the streets, man.
Apply full court pressure.
with T-Row and L Boogie, Juel the G, and man, it's sports and entertainment, and we're giving it to you from the street perspective. You already know at the top of the hour, we're going to have B. Carter call in and, you know, give you some sauce, man, some juice. You know, we got ladies who be calling in and listening, too. I want to get their perspective on some things that's happening out there. I know y'all been watching that Love and Hip Hop and, you know, tuning in. Couple things coming up, you know. My girl K-Dub, you know, Washington, she had her little baby. She had a baby girl with your boy. I ain't even going to talk about that. But anyway, go ahead, Ro.
Man, I know you were disappointed in the Cowboys getting an offensive lineman. I saw it on your face yesterday during the draft. But you wasn't the only one that had your feelings hurt yesterday when that pick came up, man. But I will say this. Jerry Jones looked like he might just have that bright light shining on top of his head for once. Because last year, he picked up a center, and that center went on to start every game for us last season. And, yeah, Tony Romo got hurt, but he got hurt at the end of the year. And he, that offensive lineman did real good as a rookie. So now we got an offensive tackle to try to help out that rookie center and try to do our thing on that offensive line. Because I will tell you this, I love the personnel in the offices who are going for the need. You cannot always have an opportunity to get the best talent on the board versus getting what you need the most, a.k.a. the Houston Texans, you know. Man, the Houston Texans are going to be all right because they got the two. You know, they got that two. And by picking up Jadeveon Clowney, I think the Houston Texans are going to move in the right direction because Jadeveon Clowney is not a Mario Williams. He's about 10 times better than a Mario Williams at that level, at that age. So I'm going to give it up to the Houston Texans for doing that. But, man, the Dallas Cowboys got 10 more picks in this here draft, man, and I just hope that we're able to make it happen, man. We need to get somebody exciting because we all know that Jerry Jones is about selling tickets and making everything all about that star, man. So I'm just hoping that we can work it out in these next few rounds, 2-7, to make something big. We need some defensive players, so come on, Jerry. Don't let me down, man. At least 8 of the next 10 picks got to be a defensive player, man. How do you feel about your Green Bay Packers so far, El Boogie?
I feel great. We needed that in the backfield. You know, we lost Tyrone Williams to neck injury and retirement. We lost Charlie Woodson to old age. And I think that was a great pick because we get burnt. Not like toast, but like your hand on the fire burnt. When you be like, ah! So I was real pleased with that. But let's regress for a second. Now, you glossed over that. If Johnny Money's there, if I were you, I would get him. You want to know why? Because, number one, this is not the first time Tony Romo has had back problems in this type of situation. Secondly, Tony Romo is 35 years old. You saw what happened when he went down. My point is, every quarterback in the NFL is a shot away from being on the sideline on the cart. Ask Michael Vick. So I thought you guys should have went after money because that's one of your needs, too. You need an heir apparent to Tony Romo. Yes, you needed, you know, you went after a need. You needed that offensive, you know, guard, and that was a great pick. But when you say best player available, you don't think the Heisman Trophy winner, Johnny Money, is the best player available?
Yeah, man, that hurt my feelings, though, boy. That hurt my feelings. I just knew we were going to pick up number two, man. I think Jerry didn't want that commotion between a quarterback commotion for Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett's job is already hard enough being the yes man. And when you have to answer questions about a quarterback controversy, oh, my goodness. Woo! Yeah, he didn't want to put that on Jason Garrett's shoulders, man. That's what I believe. Tony Romo didn't want to have that pressure, baby. He definitely didn't want to have that young stud on the back of his heel, because once upon a time I can remember that there was a guy by the name of Tony Romo on those heels of that legendary guy named Drew Bledsoe, who had just come off of, you know, getting a Super Bowl victory for the New England Patriots, even though he lost his job to a guy by the name of number 12. Them young studs. But it was all about Jason Garrett not having that pressure on his shoulders, L Boogie. Because, you know, Jerry Jones, he wouldn't have been able to sleep for the next 9 months if that would have happened, homie. Because like Skip Bayless and Stephen A. said, first take would have been on every day in the spring of the practices. And it wouldn't have been nice. 2 days would have been ugly because they would have been out there getting the tan in Valley Red down there with them boys. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't have been about nothing. But we still would have been the most talked about team in the league. What a, Jerry, I'm glad you finally getting that light on top of your head.
It's ugly. Now let's talk a little NBA real quick. Even though that was a, you know, sub showing by both road teams, it's not looking good. Not looking good. You know, everybody was talking about, you know, Brooklyn, how they were going to give Miami some problems. They beat them all 4 games that they played this year. And I knew that it was a facade. They got bamboozled. They were crooks. Not Brooklyn, but Crooklyn. One game, you got Kevin Garnett, future Hall of Famer, with 0 points. Then the next game, too, you got Darren Williams with 0 points. Next game is going to be Paul Pierce with 4 points. I told you, the Toronto Raptors took a lot when they did not expect to go 7, and the 7 games were going to be a war. War ready.
Yeah, it don't look like Brooklyn got too much to give Miami a challenge, man. It's over. And, you know, Miami's doing the best thing possible, getting these teams in and out of there, getting them to go fishing, so that way D-Wade can heal up, do what he needs to do, because you see what's happening. LBJ don't have, the King don't have to do it all, man. He's just doing what he normally does. We knew he was going to bring his A game. He kind of got a chip on his shoulder because, you know, even though he giving Kevin Durant props for getting that MVP award, you know that he upset that he didn't get nothing. You know, he might get first team All-NBA, but, you know, without getting a defense, all-defense award or, you know, defensive player of the year or, you know, the MVP, you know, he like, come on, man, I do a lot. You know, and so as long as you keep D-Wade healthy, I think that Miami is going to continue to do what they're doing right now. They 6-0, about to make it 8-0. I don't see Brooklyn bringing a challenge. It's going to be hype because the crowd, but it's over. And as far as Portland, what's going on? You let me down. I thought this was supposed to be the series. You just let Tony Parker and Ginobili just do what they want. L Boogie, is it over for Portland? They gonna get swept, or can they get 1 or 2 wins down there at home?
It's over. Time to say goodbye. Oh man, it's over. I'll say this: Portland has a chance to get one game in Oregon. They have one. They have a shot. They're in Rip City. They have a chance to win one, but I don't see a game 6 in the forecast. I don't see it at the end of I don't see it at the other block on the corner. I don't see it at all. But Brooklyn, they MBG. Nothing but garbage. And my one of, you know, a lot of guys, they love Kevin Garnett, and I love him too. But right now, he makes my all Juwan Howard team. He needs to put a suit on. He needs to just start coaching. It's tough to watch Kevin like that. I hope they amnesty him, and I hope he doesn't come back next year. Please don't come back, Kevin. My agent knows your agent, and we need to discuss this, and you need to get on the streets. It's ugly. You got Indiana and Washington playing right now. Who you got game three? It's split, 1-1. Roy Hibbert, great job. Game two, you said he was going to have one of those games. It happened in this series, not the last series. You said he was going to have 30 against Atlanta, but he ended up having 28 against Washington. John Thompson at the game. He was put on Front Street. But he in his first half, he looked at like a cream puff filled with not red jelly, but with gold
cream.
Jelly because he's from Indiana. So, you know, who you got game three? And I'm going to ask you this. Is game three in L.A.? Who you got with the Clip Show and the Thunder?
You know what? This is really turning out to be the best series, L Boogie. And I'm really enjoying how both teams are showing us that, you know, okay, you got my number tonight, but I'm going to get yours on the next night. You know, it's going to take a team to win on the road in order for one of these teams to go ahead and get it over with. And we've seen that the Clips can win on the road, and I'm pretty sure that Oklahoma City going to show us that they can win on the road. And I like the battle between Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul right now. They're really showing us that they're trying to set the pace for their teams. And when these guys get it going, you saw what happened in game one. Chris Paul, you know, led the show, and his team got the victory. In game two, you saw that KD got the MVP award. Yeah, he got going early, but it was because of the triple-double from Russell Westbrook that got them the victory. So, as you can see, it's all about the point guards, man. If they gotta set the tone. And once they set the tone, brother, it gets the other players involved. And we see that, you know, these guys are going to average about 110, 112 points a game for the winner. So right now I would say first team to 110 is going to be the winner. You know what I mean? So look out for a lot of excitement, a lot of balls and shots being put up. Good, some not so good, but just be looking out for a lot of points being put up. And I'm just hoping that Serge Ibaka and Blake Griffin can stay in the game. Nobody get hurt, nobody get a tech, because right now down low, it looked like the Clippers got an edge with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin, but at the same time, Oklahoma City, you know, got Big Perk and got that boy Serge down there handling business. So we'll see what happens. I'm liking this series. It's tied right now, so I'm going to say this. You asked me who I got. I got the Clippers in game three, and I got the Clippers for the series, even though Oklahoma City going to put up a good fight. It's just not their time, man. It's just not their time, El Boogie. I see the Clippers advancing to the Western Conference Finals. Who you got?
Who I got? I got KD and Russell. I got KD and Russell Westbrook. And I'll say this. Doc Rivers won game one. That's the game, you know, that's what you pay Doc Rivers for. He won game one. Came out, filmed, and showed those guys how to win. Scotty Brooks, he made some adjustments. Thabo Sefolosha came off the bench, and I was wondering why he wasn't playing him enough in this series. He does great against small point guards, give him trouble, a la Tony Parker in 2012 when they went to the NBA Finals. He locked him up. So you got to play him more, get him more into the mix. And I like what Russell Westbrook did last night. He put his will and his imprint on the game. I mean, offensive rebounds, tips, defense, and they made the adjustments instead of going under the pick. They aggressively went over, and it caused a lot of offensive fouls on the screens. So, great adjustment. Now it's the chess match. Now they felt each other out the first two games, and everybody's, you know what some everybody's going to do. Now it's impromptu, like a speech. Your move against my move and the counter move that you made the adjustment on. I got to do that. And it split in 24 seconds. So it's going to be very interesting, this game three. And I tell you this, whoever win this series between the Clippers and the Thunder, they're going to represent the West in the finals.
What? You think they're going to beat up on San Antonio? San Antonio look pretty good in that Western Conference right now, El Boogie.
Because San Antonio, did great in the regular season, they were rewarded with two teams that aren't ready for the next level. Portland, they have talent, but mentally, they're not ready for the next level. They haven't been there. You know, Mr. Lillard, this is only his second year in the league, first playoff run, and you run up against a juggernaut in the San Antonio Spurs and Tony Parker. Who knows that time is limited with these other guys.
Right.
You know, Ginobili doesn't have maybe one more, Timmy one more. So Tony knows it's do or die time now. And what he needs to do is play to a high level like he's doing. And he's doing a hell of a job. He just had his baby boy, a newborn the other night. And, he's on a mission. But I just think that whoever wins that clip show and Thunder series is going to represent the West. Sorry, Chef. I know Chef listens.
Yeah.
I know he's upset about that. But I just call it like I see it.
Yeah, good old San Antonio, man. It's amazing that a team this – you know, at this age combined, was not only able to win 60-plus games this season, but just the way that they're looking right now since Game 7 versus Dallas, man, it's amazing to see this team doing what they do because they're so well-coached and they're so well, you know, everything is timing with those guys. And, you know, it looked like Portland was gonna make a game of it, but right when you thought Portland had a chance, here goes San Antonio with a 12. They hit 12 buckets in a row, man. Not 12 points in a row, 12 buckets in a row, El Boogie. Come on, man, and just went on a run to end the game the way that it ended, man. And I'm just saying, a team like that catches fire at this stage of the playoffs, they're dangerous. But we know that they can get the hiccup because they've done it and they've done it before. So, well, it's just as hope this year they keep that pedal down full-fledged. Because if they don't, them young studs in Portland look hungry, El Boogie. They didn't give up. They fought. But they just look like they were outmanned for some reason, you know?
They are out, man. Karan Butler, Kawhi Leonard looks great. Looks like he's getting into a groove and understanding the concept of the playoffs. And I would love to see him go up against KD. I would love to see that matchup. But it's going to be very interesting. If the Clippers end up playing San Antonio, I think that's a bad matchup for the Clippers. I think that's a bad matchup for the Clippers. And I think that OKC is a bad matchup for the Spurs. Because when you talk about bench play, I just think, yes, I will give him credit. The sixth man of the year, Jamal Crawford, he's been coming through lately. You know, I guess he's heard the show, but because past experience he has. But you still got, if you get, you know, you still got to win three more games, and we'll see how good he gets.
Right.
I tell you that. So, but
right.
Enough about what we talk about. Bro, you got anybody coming in, man? I know it's hot. I know it's hot in the asylum, man. Who you got coming in first tonight?
Oh, man, let's go ahead and bring in Big Brother D-Mac, man, because I know, you know, even though he lives in Cleveland, he's a big New Orleans Saints fan. And I want to give big props to Sean Payton, who always know how to pick his players. You know, he was cut from a fine cloth from all the coaches that he had coming up. And, you know, New Orleans got that wide receiver from Oregon State, Brandon Cooks. He also won the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver in college football this season. And got that 4-2 speed, L Boogie. So good hands, good speed. And, you know, going to replace, you know, one of those receivers who was able to make a move out of New Orleans. So big up to D-Mac for joining us on the streets, man, with L Boogie and T-Row. You know, Big Brother D-Mac, first question, man. L Boogie, street question of the night. I can't wait till the end. I got to get straight to it, Big Brother. Can Johnny Money bring more excitement and more anticipation to the city of Cleveland than the city's own or the state's own son, the King, LeBron James?
Man, come on, Big Brother T, man. Don't listen to L Boogie, man. Hell. To the no, that dude can, man, LeBron James can come here tomorrow if he want to. I told you, man, and I'm telling you now, man, hey, Johnny Manziel is not the answer, T. He is not the answer, L Boogie. And right now, this is why you don't trade the fourth pick. This is why you don't trade it, because you see what happened? Josh Gordon is done, gone. He was already on the trading block last year, as we all recall. You know what I'm saying? They was talking about getting rid of him and all this stuff. They're really going to get rid of him now. They're really going to get rid of him. Man, Johnny Manziel, they sending him to the Wolves, T, and L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? And then the second round, Josh Gordon gone. You know this guy's probably going to get suspended. He's going to appeal. So they're probably taking down to like 6-7 games. You know, Roger Goodell got to make an example of the young buck. You know what I'm saying? So you don't pick up the next best receiver in the second round? You don't go get him? Oh, man, I'm disappointed, man. I'm disappointed. And then if you wanted Johnny Manziel that bad, you should have picked him up with the fourth pick. We trade down to the ninth pick, the trade back up to the eighth pick to get a DB, and he's not even the best DB in the damn game that was on the board. But, man, whatever, man. Johnny Manziel, hey, man, I guess the football guys in Dallas, man, they didn't want your boy Jerry Jones to get him, but I agree with L Boogie. Hey, Jerry Jones should have picked him up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Tony Romo ain't been the answer for you guys. Only thing I can say about Johnny Manziel right now, my man sells tickets. He the white Mike Vick. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, when he had these linebackers that's running 4-4s, 4-5s coming at him, and you in Cleveland, man, since the Browns been rebuilding T and L Boogie since 1964. Since 1964, since they've been back in the league since 1999, we have had 19 quarterbacks. 19. You think Johnny Manziel, 5'9", 5'10", going to come in and make noise? Hell no. What the Browns are trying to do, and I saw a kite to L Boogie earlier today, T, they trying to be the Seattle Seahawks for the AFC. That's what it looks like to me. You know what I'm saying? Can it work? It might work. But what you going to do when November rolled around and December rolled around? You know what I'm saying? Can Johnny Money handle the cold weather? He come from Texas. Can he handle the weather when it get cold? I don't think so, man. I don't think so. And another thing that made him look good was receivers. You know what I'm saying? So with Josh Gordon gone, we needed some more receivers. All the receivers, to me, top receivers – game changers is pretty much off the board now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is mediocre. Man, I take my hats off, man, to the Saints, because that is my team, man. But I still bleed that orange and brown, man. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Right when I start feeling it, fellas, the day I woke up, got to thinking, man, I'm looking like, yeah, okay, the defense going to be good. Johnny Manziel, man, let me not ride him so hard. Let's give him a chance, see what he do. You know what I'm saying? He might be a little playmaker. I mean, if anything, the dude got heart. You know what I'm saying? He got stuff to prove. And then it comes out this evening that Josh Gordon can't put down the cushion. Come on, man. Hey, I know the cushion is good in Cleveland, but my man, come on, man. And then check this out, y'all. He was on ESPN today, and when they called in and talked to him, he said he was in Miami. He didn't even talk to Johnny Money yet, so I don't know, man. What the Browns going to do. We going to see. I don't even know if they picked up a receiver yet, if they even in the third round. They should have picked up this Lee dude, but they didn't even pick him up. So, man, we'll see, man. We'll see. The defense definitely going to look good, I think. You know what I'm saying? The defense. But our defense always look good. You know what I'm saying? Our defense always look good. So,
right.
Johnny Money and the Hoyer dude, you know, they going to go in there. They going to compete. And, you know, who knows? Maybe Johnny Money might sit out a couple games and hold the clipboard and see what's going on, because Hoyer did do good last year. But at the same time, man, our Pro Bowler, the best receiver we had in the game, is gone. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Who we gonna throw the ball to? I mean, Greg Little ain't the answer. Benjamin, he's coming back, but he's a +50. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. And that's why they should have got Sammy Watkins. But, hey.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, brother, before L Boogie gets to you. Then this is a two-part question. Were you surprised,
yes, sir,
number one, that Blake Bortles was the first quarterback taken off the board? And were you surprised that Teddy Bridgewater – what's the last pick of the first round?
Blake Bortles, I wasn't shocked. I knew that he was going to be the first quarterback because he was getting so much hype. You know what I'm saying? I knew Johnny Manziel wasn't going to get picked. If we didn't pick him at number four, I didn't think that he was going to even make it out the first round. You know what I'm saying? I did,
right.
But and if anybody was going to get Johnny Manziel, it was going to be Cleveland all along. I was shocked that Jacksonville picked him up, though. I was shocked at that they picked him up, knowing that he might not even you wasted a third pick on a guy that might not even come out starting. You know what I'm saying? So I did know that. Bridgewater, hey, I think I told you guys last week. I mean, my pick for the Browns At number four would have been Sammy Watkins, and at number 26, I wanted Bridgewater. You know what I'm saying? So I knew Bridgewater was going to go in the first round if it was to Oakland, if it was to Minnesota, or if it was to us. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm cool. I knew Bridgewater was going to go. That was my pick for Cleveland at 26. Sammy Watkins, Bridgewater, I'd have been happy with that. And then second round, go get my man Lee, the receiver. But, hey, then you could have got a DB later on, because this DB's all in the draft. It's several receivers. You know what I'm saying? And now Josh Gordon is gone because he can't put down the cush. You know what I'm saying? It's bad in Cleveland, man. Cleveland is cursed. Cleveland is cursed, fellas. I come to realize they've been rebuilding since 1964, and they still rebuild. But everybody think Johnny Manziel is the answer. Man, they did the same damn thing when damn Brandon Weeden came. Oh, Brandon Weeden, he the answer. Man, the last quarterback to do anything was Bernie Kosar, man. That's it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you this. If they taking the page out of the Super Bowl champions book, hey, I ain't mad at them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we gonna beat this defense up. We're going to do what we do. We got a Ben tape now. And, you know, everybody else, we just going to put in a spot and make them be role players. You know what I'm saying? And if they going to be the Seattle or the AFC, I take my hat off. But also, too, I don't know if you fellas checked out the schedule. Man, the Browns' first 6 games, man, is so hard. You throw people in there, you throwing them straight to the wolves, fellas. You know what I'm saying? It might end his career. You know what I'm saying? They first 6 games is super hard, bro. So you going to throw this rookie in there off rip? Check out their schedule, fellas. I know somebody going to call in. I know the chef. Or somebody gonna call in and let y'all know, but man, you sending Johnny Manziel to the Wolves the first game. The Browns got a hard schedule. Hey, L Boogie, I want to take my hat off to you, man. Good shout out to my boy Jamal Crawford, man. You give up them props though when you want to, baby. I like that.
No question. Now that he hit you with the football, let me hit you with the basketball. You got in the East, Miami's up 2-0 against, you know, Brooklyn. You know, tell me your aspects of that series. And then you got San Antonio up 2-0, ready to go back to Portland tomorrow and play up in Portland. And that's 2 is at these other guys' courts. Should you be worried if you're Portland and Brooklyn?
Brooklyn definitely need to be worried. Right now, like T said, man, with D-Wade healthy, man, it don't look like nobody in the East can even compete with Miami Heat. It's like they in cruise control right now, just waiting to get to the finals. If anybody's going to give Miami any type of competition and stop these guys from three-peating, it is going to be somebody from the West. So, like you said, L Boogie, man, Toronto took it out them old guys, man. Kevin Garnett didn't score points. Darren Williams didn't score points. Man, they just not ready. You know what I'm saying? They old. They over the top. Portland, hey, man, I picked Portland to upset San Antonio, man. But like you said, L Boogie, man, TP, oh, my God, man. He's on a tear. I mean, I don't care if it's San Antonio and it's Clippers. If it's San Antonio and OKC, to me, That's going to be the next best thing to see who's going to play Miami Heat. You know what I'm saying? Because those are three teams in the West right there that's going to even give Miami any type of competition, man. But I tell you this, Portland going home, and I think with a little bit of home cooking, I think they're going to step up a little bit and win a couple games here.
So you have them holding serve in Portland, winning both games.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I think they will win one game. I got to win in the next game at home.
Okay, but it'll go back. It won't go back to Portland. It won't be a game six.
No, I don't think it'll be a game six, sir. No.
Okay. Do you think the Brooklyn Nets will be swept?
I think a little bit of home cooking going to help them too. I think a little bit of home cooking going to help them guys. I think when they go back home, they're going to win game three. They're going to come out on fire because, I mean, they got to realize, man, y'all beat these dudes. I know regular season don't count when it comes to the playoffs, but y'all done beat these dudes 4 times. I know twice D-Wade wasn't there, but come on, man, compete now. Let's go, man. You got champions on the team, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Jay Kidd. You got Kevin Durant. You got the truth. I mean, come on, man. Y'all dudes, let's go, man. So I think they're going to win game 3-2. So somebody got to give these dudes some type of damn L in the East.
It's any team is going to be between Washington and Indiana because two things that Miami is deficient at is inside play, and Indiana has that, and David West and a little with Roy Hibbert, and speed, where you got John Wall and Beal and Ariza and those guys, and they're very athletic. So They will win a game. Series, I got Miami all the way. But a game, I think that Indiana and Washington can, you know, play a couple games with those guys.
Hey, hey, I like one at yes, you're absolutely right, L Boogie. I like your what you were saying too about OKC and the Clippers, man. It's definitely a chess game right now with those guys. And like you said, it's all about the matchups. One thing I noticed, man, you can't keep Chris Paul on Kevin Durant, or you can't keep Collison or Chris Paul on Westbrook either, man. They was on fire the other day. They was posting those dudes up. But like you say, it's two matches. I think the point guards and the two guards from OKC can post up the guards. But then, like you just said, the big man, Blake and them, got them guys on the ropes down low. But two, man, Blake is on the verge of getting thrown out of game, man. They got that little white boy that be coming in, getting underneath his skin, getting in his head, man. You know
Adam,
what I'm saying? That, yeah, yes, yeah, sir. Yes, sir, T. You know what I'm saying? So that ain't showing me no maturity on his part, man. Chris Paul and Doc and them need to, pull Blake to the side. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You a superstar, dog. You can't let this guy get in your head like this, man. And from what I seen the other day, Blake on the verge, man. But, you know, hopefully he get it together.
Anything else? You got anything before we go to the commercial?
That's it, man. I love y'all, man. I can't wait to hear everybody else chime in, man. Oh, my God, man. I know the chef got – oh, man, he's going to be on fire tonight, man. I can't wait to hear him, man. I love y'all, man. Monday, man, 1. L Boogie. Hey, man, hit that dope 16 bars for me tonight, baby.
Oh, I got you. No doubt. We appreciate you calling in, D-Mac. And don't forget
hey.
To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
And I will be.
Tell your wife, man, happy Mother's Day, you know what I mean, man, and to all, you know, all the people that be checking us out on the web, man, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, you know what I mean, like my mama.
Yes, sir, happy Mother's Day to y'all moms and wives and everybody too, fellas.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, L Boogie, we got to go to a commercial, man. Shout out to all the mothers out there, man. You know, shout out to your mama. Shout out to my mama, man. You know, the chef mama, everybody mama that's out there, man. Happy Mother's Day. And don't forget, fellas, make sure you get a card, some flowers, put some records, something. You got to do something. What's up, mama? I see you.
Man, shout out to all my baby mamas, man. I want to give a shout-out to Uncle Joe, Uncle Gary, all my uncles, man, everybody in the barbershop, Seaway Barbershop down there on 89th, man. C-Town, man, that's a million-dollar block down there. You know what I mean? If you in the streets. Huh. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, shout-out to Ustream, Global Network One. Man, we hot. Let's go, Ro. We going to get the entertainment news when we come back. From B. Carter. Let's go.
No, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rose for me. Hosts don't even pour it. Spent on Tom Ford. Button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator. Unplugged, then, oh, you know it. AP and that PJ with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter. You ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket. I ain't gonna show it till I have to pop it. Then you gonna know it. Damn, who shot you? They don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 you don't even know. Just have me no cut, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks. You ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams. Boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas. Whack. You ain't even know it. Your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's down on a pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's down on a pep lane. You don't even know it. Just have me in a car. You don't even know it. I came up from bottom. You don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. Hey.
The Browns pick Justin Gilbert. Fans, you ain't even know it. With P22 on the slot. You got Johnny Money. You ain't even know it. When you in the, when you on the clock, you don't even know it. Man, we don't even know it. You don't even know it. Man, you back in the streets with your boy T-Row, the super producer and my cellmate co-host, and I'm your host, L Boogie. And you know we got Jewel the G on assignment. We just been hollering about this draft, NBA playoffs, how Johnny Money fell into my hometown. Not my team. Let's get some clarity. Fell into my hometown team, the Cleveland Browns. And I will be there soon. And I know it's frenzy.
Frenzy.
Three questions of the night. Will Johnny Money's persona be bigger than LeBron James's? You got to answer that question when you call into the street, man. And if you're from Cleveland, I can't believe D-Mac. He know doggone well Johnny Money going to bring more excitement and money. Listen. Bernie Kosar is the man in Cleveland. Are you kidding me? And you talk about a Heisman Trophy winner and Johnny Money coming in there? Man, please.
You being disrespectful, El Boogie. I can't believe you.
But before we continue, Ro, man, we got some juicy entertainment news. It's the top of the hour, and you know on Fridays we always, always give it up to our man, B. Carter.
Yes, yes.
So, B. Carter, you ready to give us the news for tonight, baby?
Yes, I'm ready to give y'all the news for tonight, as always.
That's why I love Friday's L Boogie. Babe, what's the deal, baby? Lay it down.
Hip-hop has its first billionaire. Who do you guys think it is? We're just taking a guess, G.
Man, it's got to be that dude they call Diddy. He got about 12 nicknames. Sean, Puff, Diddy, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's one of them. I think it's got to be him, man.
Diddy was anybody's front runner, I would say, last week. Diddy or Jay, but it's officially a West Coast rapper. Dr. Dre is officially the first billionaire of hip-hop. He sold his Dre Beats to Apple for $3.2 billion, making him the richest rapper in the world and the first hip-hop billionaire.
Dang.
Outdoing Jay-Z and Puff Daddy. Just out the blue. Actually, Diddy is worth about, I believe it's $700 million, and he was on his way to becoming the first billionaire. But with this sale to Apple, Dr. Dre just knocked him right out the running. So now Dre is officially worth $3.2 billion as he sold his company for. So, The View co-host Sherry Shepherd husband's Lamar Sile just filed for divorce. Their three-year marriage has recently came to an end. Lamar lawyered up, and he has a pretty good lawyer. This came out of nowhere for the host of The View, who they didn't have external problems, and they were just seen out having a good time. So what happened, we don't know, but I'm sure stories will develop. R&B singer Chris Brown admits to probation violation, and he is now officially ordered to spend 131 days in jail. He was currently in jail for right now, and recently on May 5th, it was his 25th birthday. He spent that in jail, and apparently he will spend the whole summer in jail. And his album X, which was supposed to be released this summer, did get pushed back. But, I mean, in light news, he does have the number one rap R&B song in the country with Loyal. John Legend has his first Billboard Hot 100 of his whole entire 10-year career. His hit song, All of Me, just hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 this week. So congratulations to John Legend. In light of Mother's Day, superstar, The Game actress and singer, Brandi Norwood will be on the Arsenio Hall show tonight, which comes on Fox, but y'all check y'all local listings out there. So check out the Arsenio Hall show tonight. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Frazier Parks just got another degree. As many people know, she's already is a lawyer. She is now graduated with her master's in mortuary from mortuary school. We didn't think that mortuary school went up that far, but she can do anybody's funeral now as well as plead your case. So shout out to Frazier for getting that done. Speaking of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy Burris, her new husband that she just got married to, just landed a gig where he will produce and create a show for TV One called Hollywood Divas, and that's a spinoff of their show called The R&B Divas. The Hollywood Divas cast will star Moesha and the Parker star Countess Vaughn, Scream 2 and the Hughley, and All of Us star Elise Neal, The Proud Family, and Friday star Paula J. Parker, as well as Girlfriend star Golden Brooks. The show will start filming this summer, and it will air later on this week. Singer Teyana Taylor went on to The Breakfast Club to discuss the big breakup between LaShante and her ex-boyfriend, basketball player Brandon Jenkins. LaShante and Teyana Taylor were best friends, and Brandon Jenkins was Teyana Taylor's boyfriend. But behind their back, Brandon Jenkins and LaShante were sleeping with each other, and it created a whole big thing, and it was all over the entertainment blogs. And Teyana Taylor went on The Breakfast Club this week to silence the critics. Speaking of Frazier Parks' husband, Apollo, pleads guilty to identity theft and bank fraud, and he faces up to 30 years in prison. XXL Magazine finally released their infamous 2014 freshman class. It was 12 people that made it. Well, some of them are August Alsina, Chance the Rapper, Rich Homie Quan, just to name a few. The XXL Magazine is on stands right now. Fashion's biggest night did happen this week. The Met Gala went on, and everybody from Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Rihanna, Gabrielle Union, A$AP Rocky, Chanel, Iman all hit the red carpet. If you want a list of the hit and misses, you can check out my Instagram at BrendanCarter211.com. Speaking of Rihanna, Instagram deleted the official Rihanna account because they felt she was posting too many explicit pictures. Rihanna likes to take sexy pictures, and they deleted it for those purposes. Queen of Comedy Samora will host.
Damn, I was following Rihanna too. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah. Queen of Comedy Samora will host the next season of Comedy View, and that comes on BET Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, P. Diddy will be the commencement speaker for the 2014 graduating class of Howard University. It's Friday, so you guys want to check out the new movie released today is Legends of Oz, Dorothy Returns, if you want to check out the kids. Patricia Heaton stars in Mom's Night Out, as well as The Neighbors, Chef, Double Up. Those are all coming out this Friday. Earlier this week, Roc Nation broke the news that they signed Kentucky basketball star Jane Young. If the name sounds familiar, that's because we may know him from sitting courtside with Rihanna. No word on tonight is it was because of Rihanna that he got it. Adrian, the problem owner, as he likes to call, learned the hard way that you can't say whatever you want to say if you win, because of what happened when he, what the comments he made when he made, when he opened up for the Mayweather fight about, you know, he beat the out of a Mexican. Now people are asking for his apology for those who he offended. I'm Brandon Carter, and that was the Entertainment News. You can follow me on Twitter at 1 Brandon Carter. Follow me on Instagram at BrandonCarter211. www.facebook.com/BrandonCarter22. Check out my entertainment blog at website.beonair.com/JBerry.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, B, let me ask you this. Did Jay-Z propose to Beyonce at the gala the other day or last week?
He didn't propose. They're already married.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. He did something extravagant down there. I saw a little photo with him kneeling down in front of everybody with his Beyonce looking all pretty. And then
that wasn't Jay. Actually, that was Beyonce's stylist who was fixing her dress. Everybody thought that was Jay kneeling down. That wasn't him. That was her stylist who was laying
That's
down.
Why we got B, man. That's why we got B. Carter to clarify what's going on in the street. Thanks for clarifying that for us, B. That's why we got B. B, we bringing you back Monday. We gonna, my agent gonna talk to your agent.
That's fine with me. We can definitely start this up Mondays and Fridays. All the time.
Man, he gave us so much entertainment. Man, we gotta bring you back on Monday. So, man, to the world. You'll be hearing Brandon again Monday at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. As always, bringing us the entertainment part of the show.
Man, you got to love Brandon. And big up to Dr. Dre. $3.2 billion.
Why can't he buy the Clippers to bring in a football team?
Sponsored by Beach by Dre.
Man, there you have it. We about to go to a commercial. When we come back, Chef, I see you, baby. I know you. Man, cooking up controversy. And to, again, all the draftees who got drafted, man, I knew it was a good day for you. Man, the streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Rob.
I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I want to dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the shower. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV rap. With the hats on the crack. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the seven. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old Little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA.
had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Man, you back in the streets. It's Friday. You ain't got nothing to do. You off. You need to be listening to the streets.
Oh!
Getting your good sports talk and your juicy entertainment news from a street perspective. You know you need to be tuned in to the streets, man. And you need to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Ooh-wee! Boy, that's so sweet, man. You know, Mother's Day edition, man. Friday, May 9th, man. We giving it up to the moms, man. You know, got to get them flowers in the cards, fellas. Breakfast in bed. Do a barbecue. Take out to eat. You know what I mean? Do what you got to do.
And listen to this. To all my guys who lost their mom and they don't have one, and they, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to kick it for you, man. And as usual, I'm still going to say Happy Mother's Day to the moms because, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we have extended brothers. You know, we've always had a chance to kick it with each other's moms, and they treat us like they sons. So, you know what I mean, have an old scorekeeper, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, have an old youth, my mans and them, 2-7, you already know. You know what I mean? So, big shout-out. And I want to give a personal shout-out, you know what I mean, to Mama Hudgens. You know, I know she, you know, listened to the show. Cookie Meeks, you know what I mean? Boy, I know she listening. Man, shout-out to Pooh, man. Happy Mother's Day to Pooh, you know?
Happy Mother's Day, sis.
So, yeah, man. But right now, we're tuning in. Game 3. Indiana has a comfortable lead. What about 13? With about 3 to 4 minutes to go. Ro, seesaw battle. Do you think Indiana can give these guys a go? When I say give these guys, I'm talking about the Heat. Has Indiana hit their stride? I mean, it looks like, you know, they winning now on the road, but they just keep having these mental losses and losing a game or two there and at home.
You know what? I think Indiana is going to find a way to get Roy Hibbert comfortable because you need a big man who's comfortable in this type of environment, in this type of atmosphere at this present time. You know, Monday night, 0 points, 0 rebounds, and then to turn around on Wednesday and have 28 points, 9 rebounds, and, you know, we'll see what his stats end up being tonight. It shows that they're trying to get him back where he feels most comfortable. And if they can get him back being comfortable, you know that there's nothing like having a big man patrolling the paint, blocking shots, altering shots, making people think about coming to the paint. You know what I mean? So I believe that it's going to be a tough – it's going to be a tough road because Washington ain't no punk. Washington has those guards that need to set the tone, starting off with John Wall and Bradley Beal, you know, getting it going right along with Nene. If those big three can get it going for Washington,
is they'll make it tough for Indiana. Washington only has to take Indiana to another seven-game series, and like Brooklyn, they're going to be tired. They're not going to be able just to flip a switch and just get ready to turn it on versus Miami, who looks like they're going to sweep Brooklyn and get that good, you know, 7-8 days rest again. So I'm going to say, nah, they're not going to have it, man. They're not going to be able to test the king and a rested D-Wade. Come on, man. What kind of question is that? We know that Miami's about to sweep these boys. And once Indiana goes 7 and have to, you know, have question marks about who's going to step up and who's going to do what, they're not going to be mentally ready for a Miami team. Come on, man. You know that ain't going to happen. So I'm going to say no. They're not going to have anything for Miami. And if they overlook Washington, they might not even make it to Miami.
You have a valid point there. Because if they look past this Washington team, it could be trouble. But see, Roy makes a CBG team. And if for the world who doesn't know what that means, that's Crybaby Gangster. Because there's no way Rashad Butler and, you know, David West has to have a meeting with me and I'm 7'2" and I run this in this mosh pit. I run the block. I run the block.
So why
do I have to have a meeting with guys to help me mentally get ready for a game? I'm a pro. You don't do that. That lets me know he's fragile, man. If he doesn't get up on the right side of the bed or if, you know, his eggs ain't cooked right, he ain't going to play good. We don't need this inconsistency, man. He worse than the Dow Jones than the stock market. Come on, Roy. We can't have you, you know, having to have personal meetings and we had to pep you up and talk you up. Come on, Roy. I need you, Roy. You're a big part of this team. Man, you know that. You're 7'2". You're a big part of the NBA. They can't teach size. You're not going anywhere, so you need to be playing at a high rate. I don't like it. Watch out for Roy maybe being on a trading block. Do you see Larry Bird's face? Every time Roy does not play well, you see the snub mark on Larry Bird's face. Like somebody just pooped in his area. Yeah.
A silent creeper.
And he just like, ew, what's that? Straight.
He better get it together, man. He better get it together quick now, Boogie, because Indiana depends on him. And whether he likes it or not, he's in this limelight right here, right now. And if they lose, it's going to be because of him. It's not going to be because of Paul George. It's not going to be because of George Hill. It's not going to be because of any other player. It's going to be because of him, man. His lack of getting it done, being the biggest player on the court who can't get it done 2 feet from the basket. That's what it's going to be. So Indiana's not going to be able to have much to say. They've been trying to sugarcoat it, and, you know, David West has been trying to hold his tongue. But let me tell you this. Let it go to a game 7, and Roy Hibbert only ends up with about 4 points, 4 rebounds. David West going to blow his top. And we all know David West, he's doing a great job of biting his tongue. He's not known for biting his tongue, L Boogie. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And I can't believe LaMarcus Aldridge, you're disappointing me. You can't beat up Tiago Splitter. You had 46 and 43 in game 1 and game 2, respectively, against Dwight Howard. Tiago Splitter? I don't understand that at all, El Boogie.
I do. Tiago is splitting him to the white meat. He's splitting him to the white meat. That's what Tiago Splitter is doing. He's the garbage man. He's picking up, hey, he's picking up all the garbage and all the, you know, bailout assists that Tony Parker and Ginobili and those guys are giving. And he's cleaning it up off the glass. And he's making it very easy for Timmy Duncan. You notice every time they win a championship or get there, Timmy has a subpar guy besides after David Robinson left. A subpar center who's 7 feet, who does the same thing Tiago Splitter does. They have a system over there. He's splitting them down to the white beat, bro. Playing defense. And he's very, people don't understand, Splitter's very athletic with his, with, you know, his lower body. He's doing very good, you know, on the switches and maybe having a guard, you know, a guard on the pick and roll. And, you know, one thing about San Antonio is that you have to beat them. They're not just going to give you the game. Like Houston might have just gave you a game here or there. You have to earn it. Every possession on offense and defense, you have to be on your P's and Q's when you're playing against San Antonio. That's where they beat you at. So, you know, and Ro, flipping back to the NFL, it's going to be very intriguing to see after, you know, it's not the first round that wins you NFL championships. It's the guys, the diamonds in the roughs and the seconds and thirds and fourth round. And in fifth, you know what I mean? So, you know, we will have a recap and see, you know, who get A's and B's and F's as far as who they picked and who got their needs. So it's going to be very intriguing. You know, the NFL draft, like you said, the rating was so much that you forgot it was NBA playoffs on. Even LeBron James commented during his press conference about Johnny Money Manziel not being picked. And that brings my question. If LeBron James, during his press conference, is talking about Johnny Money, you don't think that his persona would be higher than he is if he does terrific in Cleveland, Ohio? If Johnny Money, wins the Super Bowl, hypothetically speaking, let me ask you, if Johnny Money Manziel wins the Super Bowl, do you think he won't be, his persona won't be bigger than LeBron James's?
It'll be up there, L Boogie. It'll be up there. And I understand where you're coming from, knowing that Cleveland is highly respected for being a football state. And I give it up to the Dog Pound. I love the Dog Pound, man. That was one of the, you know, still is one of the best crowds out there in the game. But when you start talking about LeBron James, come on, man, versus Johnny Manziel, I understand that we're hypothetically speaking. Yes, let Johnny win a Super Bowl. Yeah, it'll be the first championship in that whole state, you know, as far or in that city of Cleveland. And it would just be a champ. But LeBron, man, he grew up. Everybody has been knowing and hearing LeBron's name since he was young. I don't know how far back, but you can tell me better than anybody else. You know, when you first heard of, man, there's this kid. His name is LeBron James. He's something special. He young. When he get a little older, he might be something special. Before he even was really being recognized on TV as far as having those high school games on TV, you told me about LeBron James. So I'm just saying, he was marketable as a freshman in high school. Johnny just put himself out there, even though he don't need money. But I'm just saying, there is no way that his persona can outdo or outshine LeBron James ever. They're not going to burn Johnny's jersey when Johnny decides to leave Cleveland. You know what I mean?
They're not gonna burn his jersey. They're just gonna be, oh, that's just another quarterback. You know what I mean? They're not gonna burn, sit there and you know, yeah, man, look, I'm surprised y'all didn't have the Cleveland ride.
Listen, Ralph. Listen. When they drafted Brady Quinn, the city went crazy. Imagine a Heisman Trophy winner and Johnny Manziel. Thurston, the city is thirsting for a guy like Johnny Money, like they was LeBron James. And it's a football town. It's a football town, bro. Trust me. Even though you won, let me say this. I'm going to bring it back to your city. Even though you won a world championship with the Dallas Mavericks, it means nothing. Who's the top dog in that city? Tony Romo, not Dirk Nowitzki. And Romo ain't won a play, only won one playoff game, and he's 35 years old. But who runs that town? Like AZ and Kanyezy and Riri say, it's in the air. Man, he run that town. Tony, don't call me Homo Romo. The lover. For real.
Nah,
and that's what Johnny Money going to do in Cleveland. Kyrie Irving you think Kyrie Irving is in the background? Why you think they was trying to show Kyrie Irving in Cherokee commercials? Just to try to keep him relevant. Because Johnny is taking over the city of Cleveland. It's back to 88. It's back to 88 in Cleveland.
Hey, well, you know where we got to go. We got to take it to the town because, you know, it ain't nobody who would be able to get a better perspective than the chef. You know, so not only are we going to talk about the draft, but, you know, we're going to talk about how San Antonio looked. But first things first, because we cut down for time. Yo, Chef, you know you on live with the streets, man. First things first, man. L Boogie, street question of the night. I can't hold my tongue, man. I got to ask you this. Can Johnny Money's persona ever outdo or outshine the Kings in Cleveland? Ever?
Man, Johnny Money, you know they call Johnny Money Man? They call him Johnny Manziel, Johnny Dog Pound. That's what they call him Johnny already. He's been in the city 24 hours, and they call him Johnny Dog Pound. He just took the city over. Like, he just took the city by storm. They don't care about no Justin Gilbert. They don't care about no whoever else. They care about Johnny Money Manziel.
Man, he ain't going to do nothing. Well, he ain't going to
eat. Man, you know what?
His over the course of time, will his persona, yes or no, be bigger than LeBron James's was in Cleveland, Ohio? Will you witness Johnny?
Not.
Absolutely not.
Not.
There you have it.
No.
Why? Tell me why.
No.
I told you.
He said tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. First off, he's not a proven success. Second is, man, he's a heel, Billy. And third is, he's not from the state of Ohio. Like, come on, is we being honest? Like, man,
to be honest,
James,
you know why? Hold on. You want me to tell you why? And I'm going to tell D-Mac, you want to know why? And I'm going to be honest. And I'm going to be honest, because we in the streets. You know why his persona will be bigger than LeBron James? Look at the skin of his color. That's why.
Now you're taking it personal.
No, I'm taking it for real, from the street perspective. That's why.
Hey, you know what, L Boogie? You know what? I try to hold my mouth. Now, let me tell you something. Man, this hillbilly that came to town, and they don't care if they got the Manziel jerseys. They don't care if they got the numbers on there. They just want a Cleveland Brown jersey because of Manziel. Man, this man has sold 2,000 tickets already. Like, man, this man that came in the city of town and took it over by storm. Listen, he is the LeBron James right now. Man, he shut Maria down. How you shut Maria down?
Man, listen.
The streets talking,
but
man.
His persona will never. Okay, let me ask you this. Well, if, let's hypothetically speak, like L Boogie just said, if he wins a Super Bowl, will that even propel his status higher than LeBron in the state of Ohio?
Hey, can I, let me tell you something. Oh, we live in a time tonight, so we're going to be straight to the choice. Ain't going to be no sugarcoating, ain't going to be nothing. Let me tell you something. If Johnny Manziel make it to the playoffs to this year, this city, he already took LeBron over. And he ain't even won nothing. He just made it to the playoffs. Listen, man, he is putting the state of Ohio on his back. You hear the things that he's saying? He's going to take the city by storm. It ain't been too many players here that sit up here and had the city like LeBron had it. Look, Johnny Manziel is coming by storm.
Right.
You know?
I like what he represents. You know, don't get me wrong. Let me ask you this about Cleveland's first pick. Are you cool with the first pick, or should you guys have got, you know, a receiver or somebody different?
Let me tell y'all something, man. You know what I was thinking? I'm in the streets. So when they picked that player, Gilbert, let me tell y'all something. Do you know how much damage we could have done in the playoffs? Like, we could have got Manziel and him and Sammy Watkins. We could have got all three of them. We was the buddies yesterday. We buddied the NFL, man. We buddied the NFL. We got every pick that we wanted. We buddied the NFL yesterday, man. The Cleveland Browns did. You feel me? Like, we could have did whatever we want to. You know they had an earned.
They want the Browns to be good, like the movie The Draft.
Man, I thought Dallas had paid Cleveland off, but you know, after they take the pick, I realized something, man. That is as stupid as they look. Shut up, man. The streets is talking, man.
Hey, man, don't be disrespected, man.
I don't care, man. Do something. I don't care. Man, he the most talked about thing in the world. He's the most talked about thing in the world today, man.
Yes, and you should be. Congratulations, because Johnny was gonna. It was gonna happen. It almost made me feel as if other teams were like, you know, go ahead and get Johnny, because it was like, I don't want to have that on my back, or that responsibility of being the general manager or the player picking or the person picking him. You know, to have that. So it kind of tripped me out, because how does a Heisman Trophy winner fall so far down? I mean, it's just crazy how these guys are looking at these guys' films and trying to, you know, go off of that and say that this particular player is this. About Jadeveon Clowney, why did it take so long for them to, you know, he didn't know until 6 minutes before he got drafted he was going to be number one. What was the hold up and the hold out on that?
Man, just sitting up here building up anticipation. Let me ask y'all a question. I know y'all got y'all two questions tonight. I just want to ask y'all a question, man, because y'all been around a long time. In your days till now, who has been the biggest college football player in your eyes?
To go to the NFL, or we just speaking strictly college?
I'm just saying, like, to go, period. Periodically, like, who is the biggest NCAA college football player?
For me, man, it was like when I first started playing football, man, I ain't going to lie. Deion Sanders got on the TV with the gold chains on, with the glasses on, the big smile and the curl, and he was talking, and I was like, I wonder if this guy can really back it up. And, man, let me tell you something. When Deion came out, woo-wee! That boy Dia was a highlight on wheels, and he did not disappoint from day one. So for me, I'm gonna say that dude Deion Sanders. Barry Sanders is a close second, because Barry was quiet; he didn't have so much height. But
For me, Dion was that dude, dog. You talking about? He said I'm gonna do this and that. He came to the league and he did this, that, and some more.
So the question posed was, who came in and did what they said they was gonna do?
I'm just asking a personal opinion. You know, I just want to start up a little controversy tonight. Because you want me to tell you why? Well, when we witnessed it, I believe it was Herschel Walker. All right, that's cool.
I don't think Herschel Walker busted grave. He was MBG, nothing but garbage. Bo Jackson came in and did what he said he was going to do and said, Tampa Bay, I'm not going to you. I'm going wherever I want to go, and I'm going to smack the cover off of baseball, and I'm going to run guys over. Bo Jackson was one of the guys that I knew he was going to be whatever. If he played football, he was going to be a hell of a football player, Hall of Famer. That was a guy that you knew was going to be great.
Man, listen, man. You must be on mute.
I appreciate you, Chef. And Chef, I know. Tell Teddy Ginn, shouts out. We'll get with him on Monday. I know you're down in the land messing with him, and hopefully he, you know what I'm saying, he tuned in with us on Monday, man. We appreciate you, and as always, we know what you do. Tell him what you do, Chef. You what?
I stir up controversy and I sit up here and plead soul.
Truth spoken.
And Chef, you know you always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Love y'all, man.
Oh, love you too, nephew.
Love you. L Boogie, we got 2 minutes. What you want to do?
Man, you already know it's Freestyle Friday. Let's put it together.
Oh, let's get it.
Man, I can recall it was last night, number one draft pick. Man, that's when I was on my block pitching the brick. Man, they chose me to do it. All I did was get behind it 3-4 like Greg Pruitt. I put 2 more ounces to the game. Man, I switched it up. That's why they called me L Train. Man, I was real quiet. That's why I stayed in my own lane. Man, I was doing a lot, but they said I was simple and plain. Man, them guys is tripping. Man, I felt the pain. Have you ever seen your pops get shot 6 times at point blank range? I don't think so, dog, but he's still alive. That's my dude, man. We gonna do it to 2075. How many years is that past me? I don't even know, but we gonna keep it in the streets. Man, what's up there, Heaven Knowing, everybody unofficial? I don't know, but we like EPMD. We going to keep it business. Hey, yo, AJ, you better keep doing that promo because we just, like I said, EPMD, they better listen to our demo. Man, I'm stopping, but I'm still rocking. Everybody talking, man, but they ain't hip-hopping. Man, they on that sucker shit that I don't really compose. But I tell you this, man, they body going to be decomposed. Oh, man, when I finish with them, they going to talk like I'm their uncle. Man, I don't stumble, man. I buzz like a bumble. I ain't no B, man. I'm an A. That stands for greatness, man. I'm great A. Hey, they got Johnny Money up in my city. Oh, I hope I can go up in that boy next month and be like P. Diddy. Ah, I'm out.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody out there checking us out on the web. You know we love y'all, man. Fanatic Friday. We'll check y'all out on Monday, man. Blog Talk Radio. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know what I mean? Get down with the get down. We love y'all.
Three kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be by.
QFG, your boy L Boogie and T-Ro. We'll holler at y'all on Monday, man.
Man, no doubt. Once again, shout out to all the mothers. Shout out to my baby mamas. Man, I got much love for you, baby. Let's do it.
Moves to the side.
side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me wrong.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like, dude. Get to the back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate the steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packet 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remay and running back Lacks and Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.